Turning the clock back on February 6th, it's the anniversary of Queen Elizabeth II taking the throne in 1952. That's 67 years.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family, to which we all belong.
Stacks of birthdays today. Mike Farrell is 80. He was on I Dream of Jeannie and the Monkees. And if you ever get the chance, watch Vanishing Act. Great movie. But he's best known for playing BJ Honeycutt on MASH.
I wanted to be an actor since I was knee-high, but I was always really terrified, literally terrified, of the notion of getting up in front of people.
Remember Victoria Nichols? She starred on The Restless Years and then was the first hostess on Sale of the Century. Victoria is 65.
Great dinner party last night, but was I tired. So I went to bed and a friend quietly washed the dishes.
Lead singer of now two of the biggest rock bands of all time, Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses, and more recently AC/DC, is 57. From one extreme to the other, Rick Astley turns 53 today. He had a string of hits in the late 80s and early 90s before retiring. He's made a comeback since. And seven-time V8 Supercars champion and four-time Bathurst winner, Jamie Wincup, is 36.
I just go do my thing, have as much fun as I can, and hopefully I can bring as many people along for the ride as I can. Yeah, that's the important thing. If you want to jump on board and ride my wave, happy days.
Finally, reggae legend Bob Marley was also born on this day. He died at just 36 in 1981. Buffalo soul. There you go. It's February 6.